Sitting on the Rocks by Gina. One day I was on vacation. My uncle took me, my mom, and my aunt to the beach. Before we journeyed off, my aunt got some snacks and drinks. After that, we walked out the rusty blue door and got into my uncle's car and left. In the car, it was burning hot, and it was a very bumpy ride, which I hated. Once we got to the beach, we all got out of the car, and I rushed down to the rocks. I saw so many ants and bugs. Then I climbed onto the rocks and waited for everyone else. As I waited, I admired the beautiful ocean that was shimmering in the charming sun, and it was as bright as the sea could be. "Mom, can I swim?" I yelled. "The water's deep, but there's a small rock. Well, do you want to go swimming there?" As she sat down on the rocks, "I don't feel like swimming anymore. Can I come back tomorrow?" as I said, changing my mind. "Okay, we'll come back tomorrow." "Okay," I replied. The day was getting hotter, and I was getting tired, but the view was still beautiful. "Mom, can we go back now? I'm dying out here," as I started to complain like a five-year-old. "Okay, in 5 minutes," she said. I woke up by the sounds of laughter. I had fallen asleep on my mom's lap. As I slowly got up, yawning, the sun was still shining in my eyes. I asked again, "Are we going home now, please?" Okay, we can go home now. Are you guys ready?" said my uncle in a promising tone. "Yes, get up, Gina, let's go," said my aunt. I put my shoes back down and I started to walk up the grassy hill, and I got back in the car. I started to fall asleep, but I just glanced out the window and looked at the grassy land. I felt relieved that I was going home, and if I came back tomorrow, I'd bring my iPod. Once we got home, I decided not to go tomorrow. The end.